From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah is in the midst of a sharp spike of COVID-19 cases, according to the state epidemiologist Angela Dunn. The Utah Department of Health has reported increases of more than 200 new cases each day for the past week. Dunn says that cannot be tied to more testing or a single outbreak.
Public health is very concerned about this rise in cases. It could mean that we're just starting the acceleration phase of the outbreak and can anticipate further increases over the coming weeks.
Prior to this past week, Dunn had said the state's positive rate of new cases remained consistent, which signaled cases were plateauing and the efforts were working to flatten the curve. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall has ended the city's nighttime curfew effective today. KUER's Sonia Hudson has the details.
The curfew began after vandalism and property destruction during a protest against police brutality and racial injustice on Saturday. Protesters flooded the streets just days after the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The curfew ran from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. and had been set to expire on June 8th. But since Saturday, marches in Salt Lake City have been mostly peaceful. Mendenhall says she wants to work together toward positivity and progress. Salt Lake City police also announced the arrest of a person they say helped set a squad car on fire during the weekend's protests. He faces federal arson charges punishable by a minimum of 5 years in prison. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Navajo Nation has lifted a 57-hour weekend curfew meant to slow the spread of COVID-19, but will leave a nightly curfew in place. The move follows news that hospitalizations on the nation peaked in April, a month earlier than projected. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez says that indicates they successfully slowed the spread of the virus.
We used our own laws to help flatten the curve, and it's because of the Navajo people who adhered to and held each other accountable that we beat the projections by a whole month.
Nez says the infection rate on the reservation is also beginning to level off. Only 54 new cases were reported there yesterday. A nonprofit called Farmers Feeding Utah distributed over 150 sheep in Monument Valley this week. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports residents had to be registered Utah voters to receive a sheep.
Nearly 100 vehicles lined the road next to Monument Valley High School on Monday morning. One by one, they entered the school parking lot, where missionaries hoisted the live animals into the bed of each truck. Aradina Haycock was third in line. She says she waited in her car for 3 hours in order to get a sheep.
Meat got expensive. We're not all working right now. So the sheep will really help a lot with food and everything at home.
Haycock says the sheep will help feed her family of six for over a month, but before getting it, she had to confirm her Utah voter status. Rebecca Benally is a former San Juan County commissioner who was in charge of the event. She says the voter requirement was meant to ensure that sheep only went to Utah Navajos.
Because we get overlooked by the bigger Navajo Nation, because there's only 8,000 of us, and during election time, we're usually not significant enough that nobody visits us.
Around one-third of Monument Valley residents live in Arizona and were ineligible for the program. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Weber State University professor Scott Senjo has resigned. Senjo has been criticized for tweets he sent in response to protests against police brutality. In one, he indicated he would have driven a police car into protesters, and in another, he praised violence against journalists. The university placed him on leave yesterday to begin an investigation, but Senjo issued his resignation today. Equality Utah has endorsed Republican John Huntsman in the race for governor. In a statement released today, the group said all gubernatorial candidates have demonstrated support for the LGBTQ community, but Huntsman stood out. Equality Utah points to his early support of an LGBTQ non-discrimination law and his time as an ambassador serving presidents of both parties. If Huntsman wins the Republican primary race, the group says its endorsement will carry through the general election. U.S. Senator Mitt Romney's approval rating among Utah voters has rebounded since he voted to impeach President Donald Trump. A new poll released today by UtahPolicy.com and KUTV shows 56% of Utah voters approve or somewhat approve of the senator's job performance. Romney was the only Republican senator who voted to convict the president in early February. A poll in March found that just 36% of Utah voters approved of him then. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.